My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to Our Papa on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 40 years of experience in the financial industry, Mike provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Retirement Talk. Our show title last week was The Income Plan, and Tony and I were explaining what goes into the income plan that we develop for clients of Compass Retirement Advisors. And as usual, I talked a lot, and we didn't get through all that information last week. So today, I want to finish up this discussion. You know, I say it often that a handful of account statements is not an income plan. And in today's world, there are many decisions to be made, a lot of information that needs to be understood if your goal is to maximize the value and the income from the retirement assets that you've accumulated. Understanding how a decision in one area of retirement potentially impacts other areas is imperative. You know, over the years, we've shared examples here on our show about how important it is to fit each of the many retirement decisions together so they can work in unison. And failure to do that can lead to, costly mistakes. So we want to help you avoid that as much as possible. And that's why we put so much effort into helping our clients create a personal retirement income strategy and an income plan. You know, everyone who partners with us here at Compass Retirement Advisors and chooses to invest the time receives a three-ring binder. And in this binder, there are generally 8 and sometimes as many as 13 tabs. And there can be as many as 20 pages, you know, in one of these tab sections. And this lays out the different areas of retirement income planning that we feel need to be evaluated and addressed. And we can see that these are really essential once we go through these and they're understood as a part of putting together a strategy that is right for you, the individual. You know, last week, Tony and I explained the first tab, which is the financial overview section. We talked about the Social Security maximization section, as well as the Compass Retirement section that actually lays out a year-by-year income projection. We show all of the accounts that the person has and where we might draw from each of those on a year-by-year basis to create the income. And we also touched on the Color of Money report. And we stressed throughout the show last week that the goal of the work that we do is to create a retirement income plan that is durable. And as we've shared consistently in survey after survey, one of the top concerns of retirees is the possibility of running out of retirement assets before the end of life. Well, if that's anywhere on your radar, if that's a concern to you, please give me a call at 812-787-0809. Along with you, we will evaluate the plan that you have in place now. And if we see an area where more discussion might be helpful, let's schedule a time and do that. Okay, so the next section in our retirement income plan would be the action plan. And we use this section of the binder to lay out the steps that are necessary to implement the recommendations that we made in the prior section or the Compass Retirement Income section. We take each of your accounts and we show it as it is, wherever it is, however it's structured. And then we show you our recommendations on how that specific asset should be used. You know, how does it need to be positioned in the plan moving forward? And this report helps us to see visually what we're talking about. You know, this asset is moved or repositioned from here to here. And I think it helps to clear up any questions that might remain that you might have as to the intended use of that specific asset within the new income plan. And I think it's a valuable part of understanding, you know, the transaction or transactions that are needed to implement the plan. This is our attempt at avoiding, you know, any potential confusion as we work to put the plan in place. And, you know, we want to have a retirement income plan with the goal of it being durable, a plan that lasts as long as you do. And I just believe it makes a lot of sense to take the time and go through each transaction that's necessary to bring the plan into being. Again, this is a section of what we do refer to as the action plan. All right. The next section in our three-ring binder, the next tab is the Rule of 100 report. And this displays your current asset allocation. And we've already drawn from this report to create the income plan. But what we're doing now in our binder is we're showing you all the back work that we've done on your behalf, all the analysis, the behind-the-scenes analysis and considerations that we've gone through to create the retirement income plan. But we show this current allocation, and we compare that to what, you know, you've told us your feelings are regarding taking risk. You know, I often see clients that say that their risk tolerance is, let's say, moderate, but their asset allocation isn't consistent with that. Or maybe they say they're conservative and their current allocations are moderate to maybe a little bit aggressive. And we want things to add up. We want things to be consistent. And when we find this type of disparity, we want to reconcile it, you know, in the income plan. So this Rule of 100 section helps us to explain why we've made some of the recommendations that we would have already reviewed by this time and used to develop the income plan. So we just don't sit down with you and say, hey, you should do this or we think you should do that. We're actually showing you the math that goes into the consideration. And we want these also to be consistent with you know, the facts and the feelings that you have in various areas of the plan, the goals. And we've condensed all that into these reports and the analysis. And it's from that that we draw on the information and create the plan. So that's how we use this Rule of 100 report. It's a risk tolerance assessment tool. The next section that we include is called the Income Aviator Report. And this is, I think, a really important section. It's consistent with what we hear in survey after survey, especially important to anyone who does share the concern of potentially running out of assets during retirement. And in this section, we talk about partitioning retirement assets to help maximize returns and not lose focus on this major concern of many retirees. You know, we always want to keep our eye on the ball, and we want to know the role that an asset is to play in a plan and for how many years we're going to rely on this asset. Before maybe moving on to another asset, are we going to use this asset in unison with other assets? You know, what's the specific purpose of this account? And we can show that in this Income Aviator report. Another section that we typically include is called the Portfolio Pilot. This is a deeper look at risk and reward. It's a look at appropriate asset allocations for you, the individual. I want to stress here again that at Compass Retirement Advisors, we don't do our business with a cookie cutter approach to plan designing. Every home is unique. You know, what's going on under your roof is different than what's happening, you know, in your neighbor's home. It's different than what's happening in your brother or sister's home. It's certainly different than what's happening at your coworker's home. So what might be right for your coworker or your brother or sister's situation may not be right for you. And we want to put a plan in place that reflects what your individual needs are. What are your goals, your concerns? Are there any special circumstances within your household that need to be addressed? And we look at all of this from a risk and reward perspective. And we really like this Portfolio Pilot report that we can include. Right. In the final section of our binder, we include information for any of the financial products that we may recommend that we believe are necessary to, lead to the income that we've talked about. And so we include product information, information about the firm or the company that we believe offers the right design for the type of account that we recommend that you use. And there may be multiple accounts, various different types of accounts that we recommend. And we want to spend time with you and help you have a base understanding of how this account works. How is it designed? Who's the company that we're placing these dollars with? What's our expectation for this? And again, we want you to have a base understanding of the products. And so we include those in the plan as well. So if we back up and we take it from the top, here are the sections that we generally include in our retirement income binder that we prepare for our clients. Now, not all of our clients want this service from us. Some may just want help rolling over an IRA from a 401k into an IRA from when they leave their employer. There may be other individual transactions that we help with. But when we look at creating a comprehensive retirement income plan, here are the sections that we include in the plan binder. We have the financial overview, the Social Security maximization report. We have the Compass Retirement Income Plan. This is the actual year-by-year breakdown of projected income, and we can take that out to age 100 or take it through a life expectancy that you want us to execute the plan through. We have, as we mentioned today, the Color of Money and the Rule of 100 sections. We have the Action Plan, the Income Aviator, the Portfolio Pilot, and then depending on the recommendations that we have made, we want to include information on those financial products and the firm or the carrier that we're going to be using. So one more time, if you have only a handful of statements to show for your income plan, you don't have anything as comprehensive as what we've discussed in last week's show and here today, I think that you deserve much more than that. I hope you'll give me a call here at 812-787-0809. I believe that your financial future and that of your spouse and your heirs deserves that we take a comprehensive approach and that we look thoroughly at all of your options. We consider what might be out there that could prevent you from maybe enjoying the retirement that you've saved for all these years. And I would just say, why not give me a call? Maybe tomorrow, 812-787-0809. All right, let's turn our attention now to some very recent new legislation that was passed by Congress and has been signed into law by President Biden. By the time our show airs, it'll be former President Biden. But this is one of his last major pieces of legislation that he signed. The source for our information here today is Think Advisor articles dated December 21st and December 30th of 2024. The name given to this legislation is the Social Security Fairness Act. Did you know that there are new Social Security rules on the books now? And we certainly can't go into all the details here on the time we have on our show, but I'm going to give you an overview because if this doesn't apply to you, it may apply to someone in your family or someone that you know. And we just want to make sure that you're aware that there are, as we said, new laws on the books. It's called the Social Security Fairness Act. And who does it apply to? Well, this new law applies to anyone who formerly was impacted by WEP, that's WEP, and that's short for the Windfall Elimination Provision, and those impacted by the GPO, and that stands for Government Pension Offset Provisions. These are two provisions that apply to Social Security. Again, the Windfall Elimination Provision and the Government Pension Offset. Well, the Government Pension Offset applies to those eligible for spousal and widow benefits, and the WEP, the Windfall Elimination Provision, applies to those eligible for their own Social Security benefits. You know, Congress enacted legislation that reduced Social Security benefits for GPO and WEP back in 1977 and 1983, respectively. Many years ago, certainly. You know, I was exiting high school and heading into college back in those days. And this change is potentially huge for those that GPO and WEP, have impacted. Chuck Schumer, who was the Senate Majority Leader and prior to this last election, with a new administration taking over, he was quoted as saying in this article, "The Senate finally corrects a 50-year mistake. Millions of retired teachers, firefighters, letter carriers, state, local workers have waited decades for this moment." He goes on to say, "No longer will public retirees see their hard-earned Social Security benefits," and he uses the word robbed, "from them thanks to this new legislation taking effect." Again, that's a quote by Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York. That's his quote. And most Social Security experts agree that the WEP and the GPO were both flawed. But, you know, eliminating them may not be all the answers that they were looking for, as this attempt to cause a new fairness can lead to other fairness problems to deal with. And we'll see how this plays out. But they say that, you know, without also introducing reforms to protect benefit parity, you know, it's likely that this new legislation will result in some workers who have to split their time between non-covered government jobs that don't pay into Social Security and plans that are covered by private security, so it can be a continued issue. But definitely some good news for many people who were impacted by the WEP and the GPO. You know, and the concern, as always, is that these changes might lead to Social Security maybe becoming more regressive. So, to say the least, a lot to this issue. But the Social Security Fairness Act, it is law now. And the point I want to share with you today is that if you were formerly impacted by WEP or GPO, gather your information. Find out how this might impact you now with these changes, and update your retirement income plans accordingly. I think that's the purpose of us bringing you this information is, hey, there's some new rules here. Find out if it applies to you. If you were impacted by WIP or GPO in the past, things have changed. And ask the appropriate questions. All right, it's been a while since we've looked at the website, usdebtclock.org, liability per citizen there, unfunded liability per citizen, $664,000. You know, at some point in the future, the bills come due and things have to get paid or things have to get restructured. And, you know, they may, and I think they will, extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that came to us in 2017 by President Trump. But that doesn't mean that this issue goes away. You know, maybe sometime during your 20, 25, or 30 years in retirement, there's going to be some big changes, I believe, you know, to the amount of taxes the federal government wants to collect. So use the time between now and whenever that is to put your financial house in order. Make sure that you're in a position that when taxes do go up, it's not a major impact on your plan. And if that's not part of what you have in place now, call me at 812-787-0809. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Retirement Talk today. If you have any questions about your retirement, if you're not sure how to correctly position Social Security within your plan, if you're concerned about the possibility of running out of assets before you pass away, or if taxes on your retirement are a concern, or if you're thinking of retirement and you're not sure what to do with that 401k or that ESOP plan, let's talk about what might be the best way for you to handle that in your household. Please call me again at 812-787-0809. You can send me an email with your questions. My email address is mgraber@compassra.com. And remember to visit our website, Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com. I think we have a lot of good information there, including some short videos. You can also click on the radio tab to listen to any of our past shows that you may have missed. And we're available 24/7 on your favorite podcast site. Just subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. We'll soon be announcing dates for our spring seminars. We normally host those at the Schnitzelbach in Jasper and at the Huntingburg Event Center. If you've not attended one of our presentations in the past, we look forward to meeting you at one of these events in the spring. Tony will be back with us next week, and I think we'll be talking about Medicare for 2025. At least that's the plan for right now, unless something comes up in the meantime. And remember, with the new administration, it's going to be a lot of changes coming out of Congress. And just as we covered the Social Security Fairness Act today, we'll pay close attention to any new legislation that might potentially impact your retirement. So make sure you tune in here to Retirement Talk each week at 12:30 on WBDC on Sundays, and we'll try and keep you up to date as best that we can. Until next week, everyone, thank you for listening. Remember to tell your friends about us, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809. Or visit them online at Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided through Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop, Inc., and Creative One Wealth are unaffiliated entities. Neither Mike Graber or Compass Retirement Advisors LLC are affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided for illustrative purposes only. They do not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investment involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Products and feature may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information. Mike Graber is a licensed insurance professional.